And a good afternoon to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action, and the makeshift scheduling continues. The Dort Defenders taking on the Briarcliff Chargers in a match that was to have been played later on this season, but due to some COVID issues with other teams, the Dort Defenders and Briarcliff University Chargers left without matches this weekend, so they get together for a Great Plains Athletic Conference contest here this afternoon at the DeWitt Gym. We're about 10 minutes away from the start of this contest. We begin with the Briarcliff Chargers. They stand 4-3 this season. They've lost a pair of GPAC matches to Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside. Chargers started the season with 4 wins in a row before losing to Morningside on September the 9th. Chargers have averaged a little over 11 kills per set, 1.73 service aces. Briarcliff also averages 2.23 blocks per contest. Grace Hanno is the leader of this team with a 2.87 kills per set average and 3.37 digs per outing. Tyra Blue is good for 2.24 kills, and Abby Erickson accounts for 1.73 kills per set. Tana Heath is averaging 3.93 digs per outing, and Sammy Wasman is averaging 1.27 blocks per contest. Madeline Wagaman and Maureen Emery average 4.7 and 4.4 assists per set, respectively, for the Briarcliff Chargers, who employ a two-setter offense. The Defenders are 3-0 after a win over Morningside 1 week ago today. Carson Winterfeld has a 2.9 kills per set average with 3.0 digs per outing. Jesse DeAger puts in 2.6 kills per outing and has a 4.44 kill efficiency. Brenna Kromendijk is at 2.4 kills per set. Allison Timmermans and Karina Timmermans get 2.0 and 2.2 kills per contest. Hannah Connolly leads the team with 4.2 digs. Karina Timmermans is at 2.4. Megan Rassler and Karina Beamers are at 6.3 and 4.3 assists per set, respectively. Dort does average 12.9 kills per set with a 2.68 kill efficiency. They get 3.5 points per set off of blocks. Before we go any further, let's take a look at the Great Plains Athletic Conference schedule for today. And it is a relatively light day of action on September the 19th. Other matches include Dakota Wesleyan at Morningside, Hastings at Concordia, and Doan is at Midland. All of those are obviously COVID permitting this season, as we have learned through the first 4 weeks of the school year and the first 3 weeks of competitions, that you better be flexible this year and get matches in when you can, contests when you can. The Dort football team, an unexpected bye week this week, as they were scheduled to play Jamestown, but Jamestown unable to play today or next week Saturday. They're bunching games up at the end of the year. Dort will now have a bye week later in the week. I should say later in the season, as the schedule continues to be adjusted. The last outing for the Defenders was 1 week ago today when they faced Morningside, and Dort was a 25-22, 25-16, 25-17 winner. Jesse DeAger and Brenna Kromendijk had 10 and 9 kills respectively and combined for 19 kills with no errors and 30 total attacks. Carson Winterfeld and Karina Timmermans each had 8 kills. Rassler put up 20 assists and Beamers had 13 to go with a match high 9 digs. Briarcliff went to Mayville State on Thursday night and lost 26-24, 19-25, 25-21, and 25-19. Hanno had 21 kills and 12 digs. Blue had 13 kills. Taria Andre added 15, while Maureen Emery put up 30 assists. Madeline Wagaman had 19, while Heath got to 30 digs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. You're also watching on the Dort Media Network. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort Volleyball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. We are moments away from the start of this afternoon's contest, a rare 1:30 start time, but with no football happening, and soccer is off campus with the Dort women's soccer team in action in Omaha at the College of St. Mary. We had a wide open schedule to work with today on the Dort campus on a Saturday. That is rare in September. And we play early afternoon volleyball. Other GPAC football happening today. Morningside is at Midland. Briarcliff is at Doan. Dakota Wesleyan visits Northwestern. Hastings is at Concordia. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort University, this is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with first serve from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon. We are just about set for volleyball between Dort and Briarcliff. These two teams met twice last season, with Dort prevailing in both contests. Dort was a 3-0 winner over Briarcliff back on September the 14th, 2019. They were a 3-1 winner on October 2. In the first meeting, Allie Cromendyke had 10 kills in the first meeting. Dort had an 8-1 service ace advantage as well. When the teams got together again on October 2. Dort was a 30-28, 21-25, 25-21, 25-14 winner. Carson Winterfeld had 16 kills in the match, played in Sioux City, and also had 12 digs. Victoria Gonzalez had 14 kills in the match. Maureen Emery had 21 assists. And acting as head coach this afternoon for the defenders will be Addison Mertler. Addison Mertler filling in for Chad Hansen, who is unable to attend this afternoon's match. Addison and Julia Baker, the assistant coaches for Coach Chad Hansen, will be handling the coaching duties in the short term in Coach Hansen's absence. And we have some volleyball to play. Dort playing Briarcliff today. They're facing Dakota Wesleyan on the road next Wednesday and hosting Jamestown in a match rescheduled from last night to this Friday night, as Dort squeezing in that match. And I think when Dort gets that match in, they'll have everything back and rescheduled and hopefully be back on course. But as we have found out, the course is uncharted. And we will continue to make adjustments with our schedules as needed, and we will do our level best to have some sort of full season as this 2020-21 school year continues. Briarcliff in their white jersey tops, blue numbers trimmed out in gold for the defenders. They're in the black jersey tops, yellow numbers trimmed in white. Serve taken by the defenders. Rassler gets it right side over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a swing and an overpass right back to Timmermans, and Karina Timmermans puts that one down. Karina Timmermans with the first kill of the evening, or the afternoon, I should say. And now Joe will take her spot in the service box for the defenders. Rolls it over the net, controlled by Briarcliff, attacking right side off high hands. Unable to put it away was Blue. Here comes Dort on the attack, and Rassler is going to be called for a ball handling error. Ball handling error on Dort's sophomore setter, Megan Rassler, a 5'7 sophomore from Elkhorn, Nebraska. That's a rarity, as that pass came in. She was squared up under it, but just had the double contact, and an easy call for the R1 this afternoon, Ron Romine. Serve is long and out of bounds by the Chargers. Sending that one long was Madeline Wagaman, and the defenders with a service error lead it 2-1. 2-1 our score, serving for the defenders. That looks like libero Hannah Connolly make out the white jersey behind our line judge, Siobhan Barker. Here comes Dort on the attack, comes over to Carson Winterfeld. Winterfeld puts it away, and Carson with her first kill today. Siobhan boxing me out, so I can't see Hannah Connolly as she actually serves it. Now she comes into view. Short serve taken by the Chargers. Chargers attacking. Push to the outside, power tip. That was by Abby Erickson, and Erickson with the kill. Abby Erickson with the first kill of the day for her. Erickson, 6'1", junior from Haywarden, Iowa. West Sioux product. Short serve taken by the defenders. Comes back over to Rassler. Rassler on the slide to Jory Brauner. And Jory Brauner seeing her first action of the season. She's been out with illness, and she is in the lineup here today. So Dort juggling their lineup a little bit today. Also, Allie Timmermans not in uniform today. She is not playing. Short serve by Karina Beamers, controlled by the Chargers. Chargers outside attack, roll it over the block, saved by the defenders. Bump set by Beamers, gets it over to Joe. Joe unable to put her down. Here comes Briarcliff on the attack. Cross court, one hand saved by Winterfeld. She sends it over the top of the block. Saved by Briarcliff. Briarcliff roll shot. Saved by Beamers. Bronner with a bump set right side to DeAger. DeAger with a down ball. Saved by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. They throw it outside to Johnson. Johnson tips around the block. Beamers there for the cover. Set up well off the net to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the roll shot and the kill. Winterfeld. That's Carson Winterfeld, the senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, getting that kill. Serving for the defenders again is Beamers. Dort leading 5-2, now 5-3 on the service error by Beamers. So Beamers with a service error hits that one squarely into the net. Serving for the Chargers is Wasmund. Wasmund with the jump serve on the way. Short serve taken by Joe. Gets it over to Beamer. Set goes outside to Winterfeld. Blocked at the net, and Winterfeld gets blocked, so a point for Briarcliff. Briarcliff scores a point. They don't get a ton of blocks, although they have worked their average up to above 2 blocks per set, so that's not bad by any means. Jump serve by the Chargers and Wasmund. Here comes Dort on the attack. Beamer sets it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld off speed, off high hands, and a kill. That's 3 kills for Winterfeld, and the defenders lead it 6-4. 6-4 our score. Serving for the defenders again is Winterfeld. Carson playing with that knee brace on the left knee, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking, set goes to the middle, and swiping it long is Taria Andre. Andre with the attack error, point defenders. Dort leads 7-4. 7-4 our score. Jump serve by Winterfeld. Winterfeld service error. Point Briarcliff. And the Chargers trail 7-5. 7-5 our score. We'll fill you in on cross country from earlier today as well. Pretty good day for the defenders at the Morningside Invite. Serve is long and out of play. Maureen Emery with the service error. So they get a point off a service error. Now they get a point off a service error, do the defenders. Bronner checks out of the match and checking in for the defenders. That's McKenna Koima. Koima for Bausma. Emma Bausma not playing today as she had a prior commitment before this match was on the schedule. So McKenna Koima now with service. Defenders lead 9-5 as the Chargers are unable to close the block on the attack. Koima serve. Could be an ace. Briarcliff keeps it in play. And the ball is passed out of bounds, and that'll go as an ace for Koima. McKenna Koima with the ace serve. Dort leads 10-5. Short serve controlled by the Chargers. Set right side slide off high hands. Unable to put it away was Andre. Right side DeAger. DeAger taps it over the block. Saved by Briarcliff. Chargers attack and goes outside. Off high hands. Briarcliff again reloads. They're unable to send it over. Bump set by Cromendyke to Timmermans. Timmermans power tip down the line. Dug by the Chargers. Set right side blue. Covered on the tip by DeAger. Comes back. Tipped over the net by Winterfeld. Controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking off high hands. Saved by Timmermans. Bump set by Beamers. Keeps it in play. Gets it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld from off of the spike line with the kill. Carson Winterfeld with her 4th kill. And the North defenders lead it 11-5. 11-5 our score. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Chargers. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Taria Andre comes out of the timeout on an attack from the right side and records a kill. It's 11-6. And for Andre, the freshman from Vermilion, that's her first kill today. Short serve taken by Timmermans. Gets it over to Beamers. Comes back to Cromendyke. And Cromendyke just off of the back line with the attack error. Point Chargers. Chargers back to within 4 at 11-7. 11-7, Dort with the lead. Set number 1 of this best of 5 match. Short serve taken by Timmermans. Gets it over to Beamers. Slide is set to the right side. DeAger blocked at the net. Covered by Beamers. Comes back over to Timmermans. Pops it over the block. Here come the Chargers. Set right side to Blue. Blue dug by Beamers. And Beamers unable to keep it in play. Blue with a kill. Tyra Blue, 6-foot junior from Omaha, with a kill for the Chargers. Short serve taken by Timmermans. Gets it over to Beamers. Comes back to Cromendyke. Cromendyke, 1-foot approach, kill. Brenna Cromendyke coming off a week in which she was named the Great Plains Athletic Conference Attacker of the Week. Van Solen is in the contest for the defenders. Dieger is out. Beamers is out as well. Rassler will set from the back row, and she will serve with her team up 12-8 in set number one. Rassler's short serve. Overpass. Timmermans with a swing, controlled by Briarcliff. Passed over the net by Hanno. Hanno unable to get it back. Well, it's pushed right back to her. Now Dort attacking. Comes back to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with the swing and the kill. A delayed kill for Kromendijk, but Kromendijk gets her second kill, I should say. And the defender lead is 13-8. Rassler with service. Megan Rassler with serve. And Rassler's serve, a floater, controlled by the Chargers. Set goes to Blue. Blue dug up by Connolly, but unable to keep it in play. Blue with a kill for Tyra Blue. That's her second. 13-9, defenders up by four. Set number one. Serving for the Chargers is Tana Heath. Heath the libero, wearing the black jersey today, and she serves it long and out of bounds. Point defenders, so another point off a service error for the defenders. That's at least the third service error by Briarcliff already. Serving is Karina Timmermans. Timmermans serve controlled by the Chargers. Chargers unable to put it down, and we've got a player in the net as Carson Winterfeld goes up on the overpass and puts it away. Winterfeld will get credit for the kill. So Carson Winterfeld credited with her fifth kill on that play. Timmermans with the serve controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking to the middle, and a kill for Hanno. Grace Hanno with her first kill. She's been quiet so far. Dort leads 15-10. 15-10, our score. Madeline Wagaman with service for the Chargers. And Wagaman serves short. Controlled by Winterfeld. It's an overpass. Here's a free chance for Briarcliff. They'll attack over to Hanno. Hanno tips it into the net. Point defenders. So an attack error by Hanno. Right idea. Just unable to find the sideline. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Connolly serve controlled by the Chargers. Chargers scrambling, passed over the net, free ball. Comes to Timmermans. Timmermans, Rassler. Rassler, Bronner. Bronner blocked on the play by Sammy Wassman. Point Chargers. So Wassman with a block. 16-11, our score. And Hanno has service. Hanno, short serve, taken by Winterfeld. Rassler gets it back over to Bronner. Bronner with the kill. There was not much Rassler could do with that one. All she could do was one-hand tip it, get it over to Bronner and give her a chance. And Jory Bronner puts it away. It's 17-11, second kill of the afternoon for Bronner. Karina Beamers with serve, floater to the back line, controlled by Heath. Set goes to the middle, blocked at the net. And a block put up by Bronner, point defenders. So Bronner with a block, and the defenders stretching the lead to 18-11. Chargers still have a timeout remaining if they want to use it. Beamers with serve down the line, controlled by the Chargers. Set goes outside through the block and a kill. Chloe Johnson with a kill. She gets that attack from the outside. Dort leads 18-12. 18-12, serving is Sammy Wassman. Wassman's short serve taken by Winterfeld. Overpass and a kill on the overpass for Taria Andre. Andre with her second kill, and just like that, I go from thinking, well, Briarcliff might need to use a timeout, to now they put together back-to-back points, and they've trimmed the lead down to five. Short serve taken by Timmermans. Comes back right side. Bronner blocked at the net. Dort attacking. Set right side to Dieger. Dieger power tip controlled by the Chargers. Chargers didn't think that that ball went over the net. Chargers attacking. Set goes outside. Roll shot covered by Beamers. Comes back to Bronner. Touches it right side to Dieger. Dieger with a kill. Jesse Dieger with her first kill. Comes into the match hitting over 444. She has not had many opportunities today thus far. That's her first kill by my count. Jump serve by Winterfeld, controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking outside, unable to put it away. Johnson, here comes Dort attacking outside. Timmermans with the kill. Karina Timmermans with the kill. That's her second. Dort leads 20-13. 20-13, defenders leading. And the jump serve by Winterfeld into the net. Point Chargers on the service error. Dort, those service errors starting to mount a bit. Got to keep an eye on that. Serving for the Chargers is Emery. Emery, one of the two setters for the Chargers. Service short. Taken by Connolly. Gets it right side. Dieger. Dieger with a kill. Dieger with another kill. Jesse with her second kill. And the defender lead is 21-14. 21-14, defenders by 7. And the serve by Koima is in the net. It's at least 3 service errors on the defenders in this match. Taken by Timmermans, gets it back to Beamers. Beamers to Dieger. Dieger from the right side with a kill. Dieger with the kill. She's been moved back to the right side now with Jory Bronner available again. Jesse Dieger with her third kill. Dort leading 22-15. 22-15, our score. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. That's their second timeout. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort leads 22-15 in this first set of the best-of-five match at the DeWitt Gym this afternoon. So far, the defenders with 3 service... Well, back that up. They've got 3 attack errors. Chargers have 4, but only 7 kills so far as a team. Andre off high hand, saved by Connolly. Bump set Rassler outside Timmermans. Timmermans around the block. And it's dug up back towards the net, and Van Solen puts it away. Ava Van Solen on the overpass kill. The defenders now with 14 kills, 14 out of their 23 points on kills here this afternoon. And that serve is just wide and out of bounds by the defenders. Dort leads 23-16 after the service error by the defenders. Serving is Tana Heath. Heath serve taken by Connolly. Gets it back to Rassler. Rassler with the left hand. Blocked on the play by Blue. Back over the net, and Hanno on a wide open net. Hits it long and out of play. So Hanno on an attack error. She'd like to have that one back. So that service error was on Rassler by the defenders. This is Timmerman serving. Karina's serve taken by the Chargers, and an ace serve by the defenders. Tana Heath with the serve reception error. Joe with the ace, and the defenders win set one, 25-16. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. We'll be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The defenders in that first set, 379 kill efficiency. Briarcliff 077. Dort wins it 25-16, the final. Defenders led by Carson Winterfeld with 4 kills, Jesse Dieger with 3. 2 service aces for the defenders, 5 service errors. Briarcliff, 0 service aces and 3 service errors. Defenders and Briarcliff both 1 point apiece on blocks. We're set for volleyball. Briarcliff receiving. Blue blocked at the net. And the defenders, Cromendyke and Joe Timmermans, combining for the block and the point. Defenders lead it 1-0. So Karina Timmermans and Brenna Cromendyke teaming up for that block. Here come the Chargers attacking. Set goes outside Hanno. Hanno with the swing. Hanno with the kill. Hanno was never really a factor in set number 1. And for Hanno, She comes in, leading attacker and leading digger for the Chargers, but really never got into the flow of things in set number one. I'm certain Briarcliff would like to rectify that. Dort's offense clicking pretty well, though, and that has prevented Briarcliff from getting additional chances. Brenna Kromendyk with a kill. Unofficially, I have that as three for her. Timmermans with the serve, and Timmermans with the ace serve. And for Karina, that is her second. So Joe with the ace. Our score. And Karina Timmermans with the serve, controlled by the Chargers. Gets it over to Blue. There was someone in the net for the defenders. That was Kromendyk, and that will go as a kill for Blue, in my scorebook at least. So Tyra Blue, unofficially her third kill after the block error by the defenders. Serving for the Chargers is number 8, Madeline Wagaman. Wagaman serve, taken by Timmermans, gets it over to Rassler, set outside Winterfeld, tips it around the block, saved by Hanno, set goes right side. Ball never made it over the net, I don't think. Well, they're going to play it on. Hanno off of the block, off of the tape and the kill. Grace Hanno with the kill, ties it at 3 each. Tie number 2 of set number 2. Dort 1, set 1, 25-16. Rassler outside it goes, Winterfeld. Winterfeld around the block, kill. Carson Winterfeld with a kill. Carson knocks another one down. She's got 5 officially. Dort women's golf team in action today as well. Day 2 at the Lila Fromelt invite. Looks like the wind causing some problems for the defenders today. The attack and the kill for the Chargers. Abby Erickson. Erickson with her second kill. We're tied up at 4 apiece. 4-4 our score. Hanno serving. Set number 2 of this best of 5 match. Timmermans, Rassler. Rassler back set. Vinsolin. Vinsolin with a kill. Kind of forget about Ava over there, but Ava Vinsolin, her second kill, and both times they've gone to her, she's had a wide open net to work with. Serving is Beamers. Beamers serve, controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking outside off high hand, saved by Beamers. Gets it to Bronner. Bronner, right side, Dieger. Dieger unable to put it away. Here come the Chargers, and nobody home. An attack error by the Chargers, point defenders. That set went into the middle, and miscommunication between the setter and the attacker. And it ends up dropping to the floor, 4 contacts. Serve controlled by the Chargers. Set goes outside, blocked at the net. Chargers keep it alive. Passed over the net by Wagaman. Dort attacking. Beamers gets it back over to Bronner. Bronner with a kill. So the defenders stretching the lead to 7-4. 7-4 our score. Beamers serve, rolls over the tape. Now an overpass, and Bronner puts it, well, it's dug up by Briarcliff and Erickson off the high hands. Dort attacking Bronner. Bronner left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the kill. Carson with another kill. She's got 7. 8-4 our score. Just a heads up, at the in the Dort media truck, I will be keeping it for the next break as we go over some of the other action for Dort teams at the next timeout. Block put up by the defenders. Chargers pass it over the net, saved by the defenders. Comes back to Beamers. Beamers to Bronner, and Bronner gets caught in the net. 8-5. It's set just a little bit too close, so Bronner will get charged with an attack error. 8-5 the score. Serving is Sammy Wassman. Wassman's short serve taken by the defenders. Beamers tracking after it. Gets it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a pass over the net. Saved by the Chargers. Briarcliff regroups as Dieger knocks it off the block. Briarcliff down ball by Hanno. Saved by the defenders, and Timmermans comes back to Bronner, and Bronner with a kill. Well, Jory's had a nice start to her first set and match. Now second set of the season. Dort leads 9-5. Winterfeld, serve, a floater, controlled by the Chargers. Outside it goes. Off speed and a kill for Johnson. Johnson with a kill, it's 9-6. 9-6 our score. Serving for the Chargers is Emery. Dort attacking. Set right side, DeAger. DeAger with the swing, and it misses just wide, not a bounds. DeAger with the attack error. She went from right to left. It's 9-7 our score. Dort down by two, or up by two, I should say. Serving is Emery. Emery's serve taken by the charge by the defenders. Outside to Timmermans. Timmermans with the kill. Karina Timmermans with the kill. Timmermans now with three kills. Serving is McKenna Koima. Here come the Chargers. Set goes to the middle. Blue with a kill. Blue able to angle it to the sideline. And Tyra Blue with her fourth kill. Serving is Briarcliff's Johnson, taken by Karina Timmermans. Over to Beamers. Beamers to Karina. Karina Timmermans with the kill. It's 11-8. So Karina Timmermans with another kill. She's got four. Rassler is serving for the defenders. Dort leading 11-8. Your attackers are Karina Timmermans, Ava Van Solen, and Brenna Cromendyke. Rassler served to the back line. Saved by the Chargers. Blue pushes it over. Saved by Van Solen. Bump set by Rassler. Pushed over the net by Winterfeld. Controlled by Briarcliff. Set goes to the middle. Andre. Andre with a kill. Toria Andre with the kill. Dort still leading 11-9. So Dort had a little bit of room to work at 8-4. Briarcliff's cut two off of the lead. It's 11-9. Serve. Pancake saved by Karina Timmermans. Pushed over the net now by Karina. Saved by Briarcliff. Right side Blue. Blue blocked at the net. Here come the Chargers again. Blue, tough angle, and she hits the antenna. Point defenders. She ran out of room to work to Tyra Blue as she went to the one-foot approach to the right, and she knocks it off of the antenna. Point defenders, it's 12-9. 12-9 our score. Karina Timmerman serve, controlled by the Chargers. And a double contact called on the Chargers. It's 13-9. So ball handling error by the Chargers. Dort back up by four, matching their biggest lead of the set so far. Serving is Karina Timmermans. Timmermans, jump serve. Nearly an overpass. Briarcliff plays it cleanly. Saved by Rassler into the net. Pushed back over by Connolly. Here come the Chargers. Chargers attacking Hanno. Hanno over high hands. Controlled by Timmermans. Comes back to Rassler. Cromendyke, quick attack. Unable to put it down. Briarcliff attacking again. That's Hanno. Hanno blocked at the net. Saved by Connolly. And we've got a double contact called on the Chargers. Point defenders. Ball handling error on the Chargers. And Briarcliff will now call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Dort leading 14-9 in set number two. Here's what else is happening on the Dort campus or involving Dort teams today. The Dort women's cross-country team, second place earlier this morning at the Morningside Invite. They finished second to a highly regarded Iowa Central team. That's a junior college out of Fort Dodge. Dort 53, Iowa Central 39. The defenders were led by Taylor Onema's fifth place finish, and then Jessica Campman and Eden Winslow went 7-8. Final scores for the defenders, top five, Bethany Denhaken 15th, and Tiana Schroeder was 18th. Not too shabby by the defender women. For the defender men, they also finished second to the Iowa Central Tritons. 31 points for Iowa Central. Dort ended with 40. Defenders had four runners in the top 10. Eric Steiger, fourth. Davis Tebben, sixth. Nicholas Veldhorst, eighth. Franklin Reinders, 10th. Ethan Summerhays finished 12th. He was the final of the top five for the defenders. So both defender teams finished runner-up at the Morningside Invite. Karina Timmermans with service. And Timmermans, jump serve, saved by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking outside Hanno. Hanno with a kill. Grace Hanno, a senior from Sioux City, her third kill. 5-9. 14-10, Dort leading. Dort leading in the match, one set to nothing. Madeline Wagaman with serve, controlled by Timmermans. Gets it over to Rassler, right side Vinsolin. Vinsolin unable to put it down. Here come the Chargers. Hanno off of the net, and she knocks it down for another kill. So Hanno with another kill. Grace Hanno with her fourth kill. And her serve taken by Kromendike. Rassler is going to be called. Well, that ball never went over the net. And Ron Romine saying the ball was not over the tape when the Briarcliff player made contact with it. She went over the net to make contact with it. So an attack error by the Chargers. Point defenders, Dort leading 15-11. Serve controlled by Briarcliff. Set outside. Erickson unable to put it down. Now a joust. Pushed over Connolly. Covers it. Comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. Carson Winterfeld with her eighth kill. 16-11. Dort leading by five. Jump serve Connolly. Connolly passed over the net. Here come the Chargers. Chargers attacking. Pushed over the net by Erickson. Free ball defenders. Connolly, Rassler. Rassler throws a backside over to Vinsolin. Vinsolin with a kill. Ava Vinsolin with a kill. Vinsolin with her third kill by my count, and the defenders lead it 17-11. Briarcliff has another timeout remaining. If they want to use it, they will not at this point. Erickson roll shot. Taken by the defenders in Winterfeld. Back it goes Bronner. Bronner taps it around the block. Saved by the Chargers. Chargers blocked at the net. Briarcliff will reload. Comes back to Erickson. Erickson down the line. Erickson with a kill. Erickson with the kill. It's 17-11. Abby Erickson with her third kill unofficially. Serve controlled by Winterfeld. Gets it over to Rassler. Comes back to Bronner. Bronner blocked at the net. Covers it herself. And then it's Johnson putting away the overpass for Briarcliff. 17-13. Chargers in front, down by four. Chargers have service. They've scored 3 points in a row. Timmermans, Rassler. Rassler, Vinsolin. Vinsolin taps around the block. Saved by the Chargers, Johnson. Johnson blocked at the net, point defenders. Karina Beamers checks in. Vinsolin is out. Rassler is out. Dieger is in. Beamers will serve. Beamers serve a floater controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking. Set goes outside. Johnson blocked at the net. Point defenders. Back-to-back points off of blocks for the defenders. It's 19-13. 19-13 our score. Short serve controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff attacking, set to the middle. Karina Beamers digs it. Bronner back over to Dieger. Dieger with a kill. Dort with a 20-13 lead. Briarcliff letting it ride for the time being. Not calling for the timeout yet. Dort leading by seven. Karina Beamers with serve. Low hard serve catches the tape and an ace. Catches the tape and rolls over for Beamers. Beamers with another ace for the defenders. And the defenders lead it now 21-13. Timeout, Briarcliff. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more after this. Coach Lindsey Weatherford called the timeout for the Chargers. Trailing 21-13. They're out of timeouts now. Karina Beamers with serve. Sideline misses wide and out of bounds. Point Chargers. That ends the run of 4 points in a row for the defenders. So Beamer's with the service error as she went from right to left and missed it wide. Barcliffs Wasmond with serve. Taken by Timmermans. Comes back outside to Winterfeld. Winterfeld blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Point defenders. So Winterfeld with the kill. For Carson, that is her ninth kill, I believe. And now Carson with serve. Serve is long and out of bounds by Winterfeld. Point Chargers. So a service error by Winterfeld. Dort leads 22-15. 22-15, our score. Serving for the Chargers will be Emery. Emery serve controlled by Connolly. Outside it goes to Timmermans. Timmermans tries it off speed, hits it into the net. And Briarcliff back to within 6. 22-16. 22-16, Dort trying to slam the door here in set number 2. Serve controlled by Timmermans. Passes it over to Beamer. Set back to Dieger. Dieger with a kill. Jesse Dieger with her fourth kill. Dieger makes the most of her opportunities, and that's why she's hitting over 400 so far this season. And here today, she's been equally impressive. I'm sure she's right around that 400 kill efficiency again. Koima covers after the shot by Johnson, controlled by Briarcliff as Dort sends it back over. Tyra Blue off the block and the kill. Tyra Blue with the kill. She's got 5. Dort leads 23-17. Short serve controlled by the defenders. Beamers, Dieger, Dieger. And now there's a question of whether the ball was outside the antenna. And I believe they're going to ask if the player from Briarcliff touched the ball. So the ball was outside the antenna. 23-18, so I don't know if that's a set error or an attack error. One way or the other, it's going to be a point for Briarcliff. And I think the call was actually that the ball passed outside the antenna as it went over the net. So the ball's dead immediately. And a kill for the defenders in Timmermans. And Dort now at set point, leading 24-18. 24-18. Megan Rassler with service. And serving for the defenders. Rassler, short serve, controlled by Briarcliff. And now I think we've got a back row attack called on Briarcliff. The setter went up to joust, and she left her feet to knock it over. And the defenders win on the back row attack, an attack error by the setter. And the defenders win it on an attack error by Emery. Dort wins 25-18. 25-18, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with set number 3 from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. The defenders leading Briarcliff 25-18 and 25-16, 2-0 in the best of 5 match. The defenders so far in this one, a 4-11 kill efficiency, while Briarcliff at 164. The defenders with 4 service aces, Briarcliff with 0, Dort with 7 service errors, Briarcliff with 3. Points off of blocks, Dort with 4, Briarcliff with 1. Dort had 3 blocks in set number 2. Carson Winterfeld with 8 kills. Karina Timmermans with 5 so far. Jory Brauner with 4. Jesse Dieger with 5. Megan Rassler with 9 assists. Karina Beamers with 15. Service aces Karina Timmermans with 2. For the Chargers, they are led by Grace Hannell with 5 kills. Erickson and Johnson have 3 each. Karina Timmermans starts things off with a kill in set number 3. And the defenders with a 1-0 lead. 1-0 our score. Again, no football this afternoon. Dort will be back in action next week at Dakota Wesleyan. Block put up on the attack. Winterfeld and Cromendyke credited with that block. And the defender lead is 2-0. They lead in the match 2-0. Karina Timmermans with the jump serve. Controlled sideline. Briarcliff. Briarcliff, roll shot, Hannell. Dug by Timmermans. Rassler, quick attack, Cromendyke. Dug by Briarcliff. Briarcliff attacking Hannell over the block. Saved by Connolly. Gets it to Rassler. Comes back right side. Vinsolin. Vinsolin blocked at the net point. Briarcliff. So Briarcliff on the board here in set number 3, trailing 2-1 after that block. Serving for the Chargers will be Wagaman. Wagaman with serve. And Wagaman serve. Floater taken by Karina Timmermans. Gets it back. This is Cromendyke. Cromendyke got the assist from Rassler over the kill. So Brenna Cromendyke with the kill. She's got 4. Connolly serving. Connolly short serve taken by the Chargers. Chargers attacking. Set right side to Hanno. Hanno over the swing. Dug by Timmermans. Keeps it alive. Passed over the net. Now by Karina. Here comes Briarcliff reloading. Set goes to the middle. Dort attacking. They push it back over after the block. Here comes Briarcliff again. Right side Hanno. Hanno down the line. And we've got a player in the net for the defenders. That's going to be on Winterfeld. So the kill will go to Hanno. Hanno with the kill. 3-2 our score. Grace Hanno with that kill. Now she's serving and she serves into the net. Point defenders. So Hanno with the service error. Defenders leading 4-2. Serving is Beamers. Short serve controlled by the Chargers. Scrambling. No, that'll be another ace for Timmermans. So Timmermans credited with the ace on the errant pass. And for Timmermans, that is her third ace serve today. Jump serve, sideline, and another ace. Timmermans with another ace, and the defenders lead 6-2. Beamers with the ace serve. Karina Beamers with the ace serve. Set goes outside, saved by the defenders. Connolly back over to Beamers. Winterfeld with a kill. So with Beamers in the service box, the defenders pushing the lead out to 7-2. Winterfeld with another kill. I have that as 10 for her. Might be just 9 officially. Chargers attacking. Set right side. Erickson. Erickson able to sneak it off of the block. Bangs it off of the arms and out of play. So tools it off of the block for the kill. Does Erickson. Erickson with her 4th kill. Dort has to scramble for it. Timmermans sends it up towards the net. And Winterfeld makes something out of it for the kill. So Winterfeld with a kill, and now she will serve. Dort leading 8-3. And Carson with the jump serve. And a service error by Winterfeld. Point Chargers. Chargers trail 8-4. So Dort in control of this one right now. And the serve down the line taken by Timmermans. Right side, DeAger. DeAger with a kill. Jesse DeAger with another kill. So it certainly appears Dort is on their way to their 4th win to start the season. DeAger unofficially with 5 kills. Koima down the line, controlled by the Chargers. Dumped over the net, saved by the defenders. And they're going to call 4 contacts on the defenders. You had that initial contact right away. And Beamers, as soon as it was played out, knew immediately what the issue was. Served down the line, taken by Timmermans, gets it to Eric, to Beamers, passed over the net, here comes Dort. Winterfeld, Beamers, Dieger, tip, kill. It's 10-5, defenders. 10-5, Dort leads by 5. Rassler serving. And Megan Rassler with a jump serve controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking. That's going to be a double contact. Dort leads 11-5. So a ball handling error on the Chargers. Dort leads 11-5. And Dort stretching out this lead. Rassler serve short, controlled by the Chargers. Set right side blue. Blue over high hands. Covered by Winterfeld. Gets it over to Rassler. Tipped over the net by Kromendyk. Saved by the Chargers. Chargers attacking Hanno. Hanno over high hands, kill. Knocks it off of the digger, Connolly. So Hanno with another kill. Hanno with 6 kills, unofficially. The defender lead is 11-6. And what do we have? An overlap called on the defenders. So an overlap called on the defenders, so that'll go as a service ace for the Chargers. Controlled by Winterfeld, and Winterfeld unable to get the pass up, so back-to-back aces. And Briarcliff now gathering a little momentum. Heath with a pair of aces. Dort leads 11-8. So right just short moments after it looked like Dort was stretching out the lead, Briarcliff gets an overlap call. And then an ace serve, and now the defenders have to regroup. A kill by the Chargers. It's 11-9. For the time being, acting head coach Addison Mertler is going to let it ride. Tana Heath with service. Heath, serve, short. Taken by Connolly. Rassler, slide right side, Timmermans. Blocked at the net, kept alive by the defenders. Passed over the net by Connolly. Here come the Chargers, attacking middle. Hanno with the kill. Hanno with the kill. And the Dort defenders will call their first timeout of the afternoon. 5 unanswered by the Chargers. They've turned an 11-6 deficit into an 11-10 deficit. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Looks like the Dort women's golf team finished 11th at the Lila Fromelt invite. And Gianna Van Claveren, who had the best score for the defenders yesterday. Looks like she had to withdraw after 11 holes today. And she was working on a 53 at that point, but had to withdraw with 8 holes to go. Set goes outside to Karina Timmermans. Timmermans with the kill. Sidort gets a point out of the timeout. And it's so simple in volleyball. If you call a timeout, you better win the next point. That's the measure of if it was an effective timeout or not, in my opinion. Timmermans with service. Sends it just long and out of bounds. So now Dort in a dogfight, leading 12-11. So a service error by Timmermans. Briarcliff has service. Wagaman with serve. 12-11. Serve controlled by Timmermans. To Rassler. Comes back to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a kill. Well, we'll see if Dort can build the lead back. They had it up to as many as 6. It was cut down to 1. And now it's at 2. Serving is Connolly. Connolly, floater. Saved by the Chargers. Set goes outside, power tip down the line, covered by Timmermans at the tip by Erickson. Here comes Briarcliff attacking, pushed over the net, first contact Rassler, comes to Bronner with a kill. So the defenders go immediately into attack mode on the first contact by Rassler, and Bronner puts it away, and Dort's back up by 3, 14-11. Serve short, controlled by the Chargers. Nearly an overpass, and we've got the ball above the net. Back row attack called against Wagaman as Bronner went up to joust her and gets the kill. Bronner with another kill on the attack error by the Chargers. I guess that should be a block then for the defenders. Comes back, right side, Bensolen blocked at the net, point Chargers. So the Chargers stop the three-point run by the defenders. Vinsolan gets blocked on her attack from the opposite side or the right side. Serving for the Chargers is Grace Hanno. Hanno with service, short. Rassler keeps it alive. Vinsolan from off of the line, off-speed kill. Ava Vinsolan with her fourth kill. 16-12 our score. And the serve is controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Set goes outside through the block, covered by Winterfeld. Gets it over to Beamers. Right side, Dieger. Dieger off high hands, now pushes it back. Briarcliff will reload. Back set, Hanno. Hanno from behind the spike line and the kill. 16-13, defenders by 3. Serving for the Chargers is Wassmund. Wassmund serve, short, controlled by Connolly. Beamers to Bronner. Bronner with a kill. So Bronner with another kill. For Jory, that's her sixth unofficially. Jump serve by Winterfeld, and Winterfeld has struggled today serving. It's a service error against Winterfeld. And for Winterfeld, yeah, that's her fifth service error today. Comes back right side, Dieger. Dieger through the block, saved by Briarcliff. Chargers with a bump set outside Johnson. Johnson unable to put it down. Now Beamers back over to Dieger. Dieger with a swing on the kill. Jesse Dieger with her sixth kill. Dort leads 18-14. 18-14, Dort leading by 4. McKenna Coima with service. And McKenna's short serve. Briarcliff scrambles. They get to it. Down by 4. Hanno hits it into the net. Point defenders on the attack error by Hanno. And the defenders looking like they've reestablished control here in set number 3. Looking for the sweep. Short serve controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff attacking outside Johnson off high hands. Saved by the defenders. Comes back to Timmermans. Timmermans blocked at the net, but a player in the net. They're going to call blue for being in the net. And I think Joe will get credit for the kill. She's got 6. And the defender lead is 20-14, and now Briarcliff calls their second timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. 20-14, the defenders trying to wrap this one up. Chargers have used both of their timeouts. Defenders obviously in the driver's seat. Over in Omaha, receiving a report. Webstream is down for the College of St. Mary Flames. But did get a halftime score. It is 1-0, Dort leading. So the defenders trying to get a road win in GPAC soccer play today. Set goes outside to that was Andre, and Andre unable to put it down as she smacks it into the net. Saved by Briarcliff. Outside attack, Johnson, saved by the defenders in Coima. Back it goes over to Timmermans, slaps it over with the offhand. Pushed over the net, saved by Beamers, kept alive by Coima. Gets it right side, Dieger. Dieger unable to put it away. Here comes Briarcliff, blue. Blue over the net, Coima. Comes back, Beamers. Beamers, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a swing. controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff off high hands. The attack by Johnson. Here comes Dort. Outside Timmermans. Timmermans off of the net. Saved by Briarcliff. Blue pushes it over the block. Saved by Winterfeld. Up and over, though. Free ball for Briarcliff. Briarcliff attacking. Outside to Johnson. Saved by Beamers off the contact. Bump set by Cromendyke. Back over to DeJager. DeJager blocked at the net. Saved by Timmermans. Up and over. Saved by Briarcliff. Briarcliff attacking. Johnson. Johnson with the kill. And the Briarcliff Chargers take the point. 21-15. So Bronner will check in and then immediately out as part of that switch for the libero. Saved by the defenders. Comes back. Cromendyke blocked at the net. Dort reloads. Beamers back to DeJager. DeJager with a kill. DeJager with the kill. It's 22-15. 22-15. Dort leading by 7. And serving is Rassler. Rassler, short serve, controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking middle, Blue. Blue with a kill. Tyra Blue with her 6th kill. Dort leads 22-16. It certainly feels like the defenders are in control. As long as you stay away from a 3 or 4 point run here, you'll be just fine. Briarcliff serve down the line. Taken by Timmermans. Overpass, and it's put down by the Chargers and Wassman. Sammy Wassman with her first kill. 22-17 defenders. Tana Heath with serve for the Chargers. Heath, serve, taken by Winterfeld. Rassler keeps it alive. Now passed over the net, and we have it outside the antenna. Point Chargers. Well, what did we say? Stay away from a 3 or 4 point run. Now Dort has given up a 3 point run here. Briarcliff creeping a little bit closer, making this a competitive set three. Overpass, Briarcliff, and Hanno knocks it into the net. Dort gets a gift that time as Hanno knocks it into the net. Rather than giving her offense a chance to set up. Jump serve by Timmermans. Timmermans just misses off of the back line. So a service error by the defenders. It's 23-19. 23-19. Dort leading by 4. Dort trying to go to 4-0. Briarcliff, they are unable to come back. They'll fall to 4-4. And a tip and a kill for Cromendyke. Cromendyke with the kill. She's got 6. And serving for the defenders will be Connolly. So Connolly with serve. Dort on set and match point here. And the serve down the line. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking outside. Erickson. Erickson with the kill. Well, now Briarcliff has service. This is Hanno. 24-20. Hanno serve taken by Timmermans. Comes back to Rassler. Tipped over the net by Bronner. Bronner with the kill, and the defenders win it 25-20. Sidort sweeps Briarcliff 25-16, 25-18, and 25-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort sweeping Briarcliff this afternoon. Final set scores 25-16, 25-18, and 25-20. And joining me is Jory Bronner, sophomore from Sioux Center. And Jory, it's been a while since you were able to get on the floor, but looked like things came back pretty well to you and through this early season of coming back. What did it feel like to get back on the floor again with your teammates?
It was really fun to be able to play with them again and just have fun and do well in our game. And obviously the first game back, so it was really fun to be with them.
You're able to get some of those quick attacks going, and once that first kill fell in, how did it feel to get that first one out of the way and just be back in the flow of things?
It was really kind of like a relief because, like, obviously it's like first game nerves, so it was kind of nice to like have that right away. So then I'm like, oh yeah, I can do this, like I got it.
Briarcliff, a team that a different sort of attack. It didn't seem like there was much problem for your team, though. It seemed like Coach Mertler and Coach Baker were able to have a pretty good game plan in place, and Coach Hansen from his home able to have his input on the game plan as well. How comfortable are you with Coach Baker and Coach Mertler being on the bench, seeing as how they were here last year? How comfortable are you with those two?
Obviously, it's not a super big adjustment, they've been at all our practices and all our games so far. So yes, it's hard not to have Coach Hansen here, but it's not too bad because we see familiar faces and people that we trust on the sideline.
Sophomore year, you got your freshman year out of the way. How did the transition coming back now after your freshman year? Is it easier now your sophomore year after having gone through the play last year as a freshman?
Yeah, I feel like I have a better court vision and understanding, which allowed me to understand where to go and like what to do. So it was kind of nice to have that experience.
Sophomore year, what are you studying? Have you settled in on a major?
Yeah, I'm studying biology pre-dental right now.
And what does that look like? Are you intending 4 years at Dort to get that finished?
Yes, I'll be here for 4 years to do that.
When do applications for dentistry school, when does that begin?
That's junior year.
Okay.
You do that, yeah.
You've got one more year of not having to worry about that, and then you do. Well,
yep.
Jory, it was good to see you back in uniform today. And play, and congratulations on the win, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
That's Jory Brauner talking about today's contest. And for Jory, she ended up today with 7 kills, 1 error, 11 total attacks, 545 kill efficiency for the defenders. I should say a 402 kill efficiency for the defenders as a team, 545 for Brauner. And the defenders pretty salty at the net today, 43 kills, 8 errors, and 87 total attacks. And Coach Addison Mertler, I'm sure you will take all of the credit for that with a game plan, but a lot of things have to go right in order to have a kill efficiency of over 250. Many more things have to go right to have a kill efficiency of 402. What did your team do well offensively today?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I think, you know, the biggest thing is just being aggressive, going after it. You know, we're really working on, you know, working through not being timid up at the net, going after it and being aggressive. You know, we had specific zones we were really going after, trying to really target a couple corners, going to the middle of the court, and they just did an absolutely fantastic job with it. Want to compliment my setters. I think they did an absolutely fantastic job of distributing the ball and really just overly showing a sense of efficiency throughout the entire match.
Your setters, and when the passing was there, your setters were able to be really diverse.
Absolutely.
And that translated into a pretty balanced day again for your hitters.
Absolutely.
Is that what this team is? Do they need to be balanced to be successful?
Yeah, you know, I think we have absolutely spectacular athletes throughout the entire program, and I think the versatility and the differences that we have throughout each of our attackers, our passers, everyone through A to Z on our program just really brings a sense of ability and just not being able to be one-dimensional, but really being able to be versatile throughout it. And allowing for, you know, being able to go after it once in a while, or being able to take an off speed once in a while. You know, every hitter has their own abilities, and we just really are able to tap into those, and they're able to really execute at a high level.
For you, sliding over one seat as the acting coach with Coach Hansen at home for a few days, What were your first thoughts when you were told, hey, not going to be there for a week or 10 days, you're going to be, you and Julie are going to have to take it. What were the thoughts that went through your mind?
Yeah, you know, it was something that, you know, always is in the back of the mind, especially with just the craziness throughout this season. You know, just being able to be prepared for different things. So, you know, about 2 weeks ago or so, Coach Hansen and I had a meeting and just said, you know, hey, if this is what happens, then you got to be prepared and be in that mindset. I think, you know, the girls, everyone in the program just really are able to take in the helm and just really being able to take it on themselves. And that's something that we as coaches, really strive for is, you know, if I don't have to be there and say a word, that then my job is done. I want them to be independent, and I think they did a fantastic job just taking on themselves. It was a little overwhelming at first, you know, going through the first couple days, just kind of trying to wrap my mind around it. But I think, you know, with the backup of Coach Baker, Coach Lubinsky, you know, and every other, you know, girl in our program, I think, you know, it slid into a more comfortable type of role throughout the day.
What is the you complete your graduate program at the conclusion of this school year, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yep. So I have about 2 semesters left.
What happens, what's the hopes when that happens?
Yeah, so looking at, you know, going into and hopefully having a program of my own, you know, I've been absolutely so incredibly blessed with the opportunities that, you know, Dort has been able to provide me. It's a place that I absolutely love. And I'm so thankful that I've been able to grow during my time here. But yeah, I hope one day to be able to take over the reins of my own program and be able to use what, you know, I've been taught through here, through Hansen, through, you know, Coach Dalma and through the administrative things, and just being able to really use the different gifts that I've been given.
Addison Mertler, I'll let you go. Enjoy the win.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
I don't know if this counts as a career win, but...
Oh, it's going on my resume. Oh, yeah.
Addison Mertler, thanks for coming out.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Addison Mertler acting as head coach today. He and Julia Baker and Ian Lubetsky on the bench for the defenders. So here's how things shook out for the defenders. 43 kills, 8 errors, 87 total swings, 402 kill efficiency. For Briarcliff, 27 kills, 11 errors, 83 total attacks, a 193 kill efficiency. Dort with 6 service aces, Briarcliff with 2. 11 service aces for the defenders, service errors, I should say. Briarcliff with 4. 37 digs for the defenders, 29 for the Chargers. Dort 5 blocks, Briarcliff with 3. The defenders led by Carson Winterfeld with 10 kills, 7 each for Karina Timmermans and Jory Bronner, 9 for Jesse DeAger, and 6 for Brenna Kromendek. Ava Van Solen also had 4. 21 assists for Beamer, 17 for Rassler, 2 service aces each for Karina Timmermans, McKenna Koima, and Karina Mimers. Beamers, that is. Carson Winterfeld and Hannah Connolly with 8 digs, Karina Beamers with 7, Karina Timmermans also with 7. Jory Bronner, 1 block, solo block, 2 block assists for Briarcliff. 9 kills for Grace Hanno, 5 each for Tyra Blue and Abby Erickson. Dort is now 4-0 overall, 3-0 in the conference. Briarcliff, 4-4, and 0-3. That will do it for this afternoon's broadcast. Before we completely wrap it up, though, Dort women's cross country earlier today, they finish second at the Morningside Invite, as do the Dort Defender men's cross country team, or does the team. The Dort women's golf team also finishes 11th at the Briarcliff Lila Fromel Invite. And last word we had, it was Dort leading the College of St. Mary in soccer 2-1 in the second half, and it looks like that one's now tied up at 2-2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We'll be back with the defenders next week as they travel to Mitchell, South Dakota to take on the Tigers. You can hear that on KDCR 88.5. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a great afternoon.